it's a must-win for us.
It's got to be great to have your leader back, Aaron Rodgers. Good to see him back there in the huddle, even though he's got an ugly helmet, as a lot of the guys are saying.
Yeah. It does have a ugly-looking helmet, but, we got him back, got our play caller back, and just good to see him out there running around. And, he'll be ready to go this week, fired up, I know he's mad about missing last week's game, so we look forward to having him back in there.
Was it getting bigger for you guys in this game against the Giants? I mean, to go win into a game like this?
No, all of them would be big. You know, if we can get this win, hopefully, and then try to get one at the end of the season to get ourselves into the playoffs, each game will get bigger, as we go on. So, we got to focus in on this one, try to get this win. And continue to try to move forward.
Do you guys remember that, obviously, the NFC Championship game, losing that game, and they came in here and beat you in your house? Does that linger in your mind? Do you think about that, going into the game, like this could be our payback game?
It's never a payback. What happened then happened. And, that is what it is. So you think about it, though, but and try to forget the bad parts of it. But, we have an opportunity, like I say, to win this week and give ourselves a chance to move forward and get into the playoffs. So, it's just a big game, regardless of what happened the last time. This is a new season. It's 2010. And like I said, we have an opportunity to move forward.
Is it fun going into games like this?
It's fun playing football, period. But to have this opportunity, as we talked about with everything that's, going against us this year, a lot of injuries and a lot of close games that we've lost, and still to find ourselves with, the possibility of getting in. So we feel good about that, feel confident about our team and the game plans we're putting in, and we'll be ready on Sunday.
Looking forward to going up against Bradshaw and Jacobs, two guys like to rumble down the field.
Like I say, it's just a game. I'm looking forward to playing a game and having that opportunity. So we know they're going to be fired up. They're in, the same situation we're in, and they have to win as well. So it'll be that playoff atmosphere that I think, the fans will love to see, and hopefully we come out on the right side of it.
Charles, when you see a team kind of come apart like the Giants did on Sunday, is there any kind of hope that if you guys make a couple big plays early, you can kind of make them think, here we go again, and might be an advantage in that for you guys?
No, last week is last week, and we know they'll come in and they'll play 60 minutes of football. I know their thought process is a lot like ours, and the fact that they got to get this win. So you'll see two teams fighting for, to keep their playoffs. Hopes alive, and that'll be the mindset. So we don't look at it from a standpoint of, what happened to them last weekend. Can we, try to make that happen again? We just got to go out and play good football and play a full game as well.
As you mentioned, you don't worry about 2007 anymore. Mm-hmm. But wasn't that team, that Giants team, isn't that kind of proof of if you can get hot at the right time, it doesn't matter that you've had the ups and downs and the injuries and the close losses? Because they, kicked the hell out of them the first time you played them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's all about, like you said, getting hot at the right time. And home field doesn't matter because they went on the road, all of their playoff games were on the road. But they had to come in here to Lambeau, and they came in here and got a win. So as long as you get in and you've got a chance, anything can happen. And that's the way we're looking at it. I really don't feel any better. I felt good going into that game. And, you couldn't have told me back then we wouldn't have won, that game, but we didn't. And, give them credit for the way they came in and took care of business. But I feel good, just about this team in general. I feel good about the way we fought, regardless of what's happened. We lost a tough game last week, but still felt good about the way we played. We missed some opportunities there to make it a different ball game. And this week, we'll look to capitalize on all of that stuff. So, I feel good about going into this game.
Charles, I realize throwing a lot of interceptions. Given that, do you still have to kind of guard against, when you see a guy who put it up for grabs a couple of times this year, do you have to guard against maybe thinking about that too much and getting out of position or anything like that?
No, you just got to go get them. If you have opportunities, you got to go get them. And if that's their MO, that they're giving the ball up, then it's our job to go out there and take advantage of it. So that's the way we'll look at it. We got to get back in the, in the turnover race as far as the defense is concerned and get the ball. So if we have those opportunities, we got to come up with them.
How did you? I like in terms of trying to grow. You play
play so loose, and yet, you know, there's some really tough passes. Is he a tough read for you?
I think he's a tough read. I think he's a tough player, you know, and he doesn't allow, you know, what goes on in the game, you know, to frustrate him. He'll just keep playing, and he'll keep making good throws, and as long as you allow their guys to, you know, run into space and get open, he'll make the throw. So it'll be up to us to get him off of the spot, try to make him uncomfortable, you know, as uncomfortable as we can. And when we have those opportunities to make plays and get interceptions or cause fumbles, then we got to do that.
Charles, how bad did you beat yourself up over the dropped INT? I don't know how many times that's probably even happened in your career where you've had a pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot. You know, it changes the complexion of the game. If I get that play, I mean, who knows? Maybe I score. You know, and it's a 14-point swing at that point. So yeah, I beat myself up about it. But at the same time, again, we got another opportunity, and so now, you know, I look at it. You know, if you get that again, you know, you got to make the play. So that's the way I look at it.
Charles, did you watch any of the Minnesota game on Monday night?
Yeah, I watched the first half of it.
I know not a lot of people go out on their own terms, but if Favre goes out like that, was that kind of tough to watch, that accident?
Well, I think it was surprising that he even played. And I think that says it all about, you know, Favre. That's why he's played so many years in the league, because he just continues to play regardless of what's happened to him that previous week. So, you know, it's hard to see him go out with a concussion, you know, or something like that at the end of his career if this is his last, you know, season. But, again, just give him credit for going out there and playing. And, you know, I think that's the way you look at Favre throughout his career.
Even harder that he didn't help you out, though, right?
Yeah. We still got a chance. You know, our job is to worry about, you know, the Green Bay Packers, and, you know, we went out, we're in. And so it don't matter.
It's been reported that he told Julius Peppers after the game that beat you down.
I don't care about that. You know, if we win, we're in. And that's the way we look at it. And if we got to play the Bears again, then, you know, it is what it is. So it don't matter to us. They don't care who he's rooting for. You know, it's about the people in his locker room. And if we go out there and take care of business, then, you know, we can say some things we want to.
You know, in all seriousness, though, you've kind of walked the line between being very supportive of Aaron and not being disrespectful of his history here. I mean, you would hope that he wouldn't say something like that, wouldn't you?
It doesn't matter. You know, whatever his feelings are towards whoever, that's his issue. I know what he was to the people here and to the organization when he was here, and that's what I know. I don't really know about what went on between him and whoever. And what I know about him, you know, I played with him for a couple of years. I know what kind of competitor he is. And really, he was always a great guy in his locker room. You know, I know there was, you know, things said about him in New York and all those different things, but here, you know, my time with him, he was a great teammate, and that's what I know about him. So all of the other stuff really doesn't matter. So.